Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan's girl alongside Matt Wilhelm from the City of Champions, a champion himself two times over, as we get you ready for the Browns home opener against the Ravens. The Ravens enter 1-0 after defeating the Bills 13-7. Their great defensive performance in that one. What does this team bring to the table?
I think offensively now, you've got to look to Josh McCown, and I think, and also rely on that run game. I think we need to see more of Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell on the ground. And then I don't know so much if we're going to take those shots down the field like we saw RG3 with Terrell Pryor and Corey Coleman both in season and in the preseason, but let's own the intermediate game. Let's really just knock out some chunk plays, move those sticks.
Josh McCown in two meetings with the Ravens last year, over 660 yards passing, four total touchdowns, three via the pass, one via the rush. He ended up defeating them in overtime in Baltimore a year ago, so 1-1 against them as a starter, and you certainly would like to see him get to 2-1 because Joe Flacco enters this game 13-2 lifetime against the Browns as a starter. What do you have to do to disrupt Joe?
I think to disrupt Joe, you've got to take away some of his weapons. Steve Smith led them in targets last week, so I think Joe Hayden's going to spend a lot of time on Steve Smith. And then you got to eliminate their ability to throw the football down the field. Flacco has the big arm. He'll stand in that pocket. He'll take those hits. But go down the field as he did last week to Prashad Perriman, you know, a young player for them, as well as veteran Mike Wallace. So get in, affect Joe Flacco, knock him around. He's coming off an ACL injury. Guys who come off an injury don't like bodies in and around their legs, so our ability to play our defensive football game in the offensive backfield.
And they'll be starting rookies on the left side of their line, both at left tackle, Ronnie Stanley, also at left guard. So you'd like to see a pass rush coming from the blind side on Joe Flacco. I thought the Browns did a good job against the run in week one. They'll have to do that again this week. But you talked about Josh McCown in the intermediate game and having the running game going, extending drives. Why? Time of possession in game one, 40 minutes for the Eagles, yes. 20 minutes for the Browns. You got to get that closer to 30-30.
You definitely do. And I think Gary Barnidge, who we saw had a great year and really connected with Josh McCown, I'd look for a reemergence of the Pro Bowl Gary Barnidge we all know.
He had 15 catches, 230 yards, and a touchdown last year against the Baltimore Ravens. Browns and Ravens this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. Not only addition to the game, you'll also get the unveiling of the Jim Brown statue. So a lot to check out there. We hope to see you there. Be loud, Dog Pound. And stay tuned to CleanBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.